Blog Talk Radio.
Like my childhood when it's my heart die. And even though we both came from the same places, the money and the fame made us all change places. How could it be through the misery that came to pass? The hard times make a true friend afraid to ask for currency, but you can run to me when you need. And I never leave, honestly, someone to believe in. As you can see, just a small thing to a truth. What could I do? Real homies help you get through. And come anew, he do the same thing if he could. Cause in the hood, true homies make you feel good. And half the time, we be acting up. Call the cops, bringing a cease to the peace that was on my block. And never stops when my mama asked me, will it change? I tell her, yeah, but it's clear I'll always be the same. Until the end of time. My heart said seem to scare all my sister's kids. So you know I don't hang around the house much. This all night money making got me out of touch. Shit, ain't blessed a smile in a long while. An unexpected birth, works of the ghetto child. My attitude got me walking solo, ride all alone in my Lolo, watching the whole world moving slow mo. For quiet times disappear, listen to the ocean, smoking poor steak, my thoughts in the back to coasting. Who can I trust in this cold world? My phony homie had a baby by my old girl. But I ain't tripping, I'm a player, I ain't sweating him. I think the sister had a monkey like a Mexican. His Mexican, no remorse, it was meant to happen. Besides rapping, only thing I did good was rapping. Until the end of time.
Good evening, and welcome to Hodge to Hodge podcast. Tonight, we will be discussing the theories and the different things that we have allowed ourselves to believe and to accept so that we cannot truly understand, once again, as we've said so many times throughout this podcast, of who it is that we are. I want to thank Nation Crime for tuning in. I look for my co-producer to arrive any moment now, but we must go on. And I just want to let you know that we've always been taught to fear God. And because of this, you have been paralyzed in your relationship with God ever since. It was only when you stop fearing God that you can create any kind of meaningful relationship with God. If I could give you any gift, any special grace that would allow you to find God, it would be fearlessness. Blessed are the fearless, for they shall know God. That means you must be fearless enough to drop what you think you know about God. You must be fearless enough to step away from what others have told you about God. You must also be fearless that you can dare to enter into your own experience of God. And then you must not feel guilty about it. When your own experience is violating what you thought you knew, and what everyone else has told you about God, you must not feel guilty. Fear and guilt are the only enemy of man. Fear and guilt. And I say that because now I just want to expound a little bit on, as we come to the end of the religious ceremonies of Easter and Good Friday and things to that nature. I just want to go back for a few minutes and just things that make you say, things that make you want to explore more. I am in no way whatsoever trying to get people to not know God. It's quite the opposite. I am doing all of that I can to get us to see that in order for us to know God, we've got to put away all of those things that people have been telling us throughout our many podcasts. As I've always stated to you, in order, if you don't go within, you will go without.
That's right.
And going within, what going within does, it allows you to talk to the God that is within you. And I was listening today, and something came to me. If you say, let's just for an example, let's say out loud, God is good. Let's say it out loud. God is good.
God is good.
Okay. Now what we want to do is don't say anything. Just say it within yourself that God is good. Now that you've said it, that God is good, did you hear it?
Yes.
And the point that I'm making is you didn't say anything.
Right.
Your lips or anything didn't move. Mm-hmm. You didn't say anything, but you still heard it.
Within myself. That's right. I didn't. Yeah, exactly.
And so there's got to be something within you.
Mm-hmm.
See, as I've said so many times, we get caught up on the shell we call a body, and we keep thinking that this is who we are. But this is just a temple. And we've got to begin to see it as a temple and recognize what is within us. And it is the spirit that dwells within us. I'll give you another example. Just take a look at anything that you might see right now. Just take a look at the wall. Take a look at the wall with a mirror on it or with anything. And then close your eyes. And tell me, can't you see that picture that
sure
you just
can.
Saw with your
That's
eyes?
Right.
But
That's
your
right.
eyes was closed. So
That's
how
right.
can you see it? So the point that I'm stressing again to us is we've got to get to the point where we stop basing so much of our reality, which isn't reality. We're basing it on things that are not true. We're basing things on things that people have told us over the years and we've accepted it to be true. But now that God has enlightened us and God has shown us that there is another way. And God is here letting us know that the things in which we think are of God, because someone has told us it is of God, we've got to let that go. And what we've got to do is go within ourselves and listen. That same person that was just talking to you that you heard and you didn't say a word, that same person that saw what you saw before and you didn't open your eyes, that is who you are. And that is what is going to speak to you. And when that speaks to you, that's the time to listen. Time to listen, because I'm here to tell you, you will never lie to yourself. You may not listen to yourself, which we do all the time, not listen to ourselves. This is why we find ourselves in so many situations and that we don't want to be in. God is not dead. God resides in each and every one of us. And if God resides in me, why do I need you to tell me what God says when he's talking to me? All I have to do is listen to the voice. And when that voice speaks to you, it also speaks to you in feeling. Because sometimes we have to understand, just because English or Spanish or Italian or whatever language we may speak, just because that language seems like the prevalent language to be spoken, God doesn't speak. That is not how God communicates. God communicates with feeling as well. You can feel when something's not right.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You don't know exactly what it is, but you can feel
that's
that
right.
something is not right.
Right.
So God has set up this system for us, but it's hard for us to truly understand what it is that he's saying, because we're basing everything on what it is that we've been told. Even though we've also been told that it is important that you come to know yourself, know God for yourself. And you cannot know God for yourself if all you're going to do is base it upon what it is that others have told you. There are some people that don't like to dance. And because they don't like to dance, they've told you that God don't want you to dance. And so what do? Even though dancing gave you great joy, you stopped because somebody told you that God didn't like it. There are so many things that we want to do with our lives that we won't do because other people are telling us that it's not pleasing to God. But you have to understand that you, and I can't stress this enough, it's between you and God. And what's between you and God is between you and God, and not between you and your mother and God, or you and your father and God, or you and your friend and God. It's you. God resides in you. And a lot of times the things that I say, people think that I'm trying to turn people away from God. That is so incorrect. I am trying to get us to better understand just who it is that God is. Because we've got it all wrong. We've got it all wrong. And God is trying to let us know. He said, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. So if God is with you always, even until the end of the world, I'm here to tell you right now that God is with you right now. And with him being with you right now, excuse me, the words that I am speaking, if they don't agree with God, God will let you know. But I just say, let it be from within that lets you know, and not what we think from our head. Because what we think from our mind is just only a bit of data that has been collected over the years that we've been here. In my head, I can only tell you about things that I know of since I've been here in this realm of life. But I'm here to tell you that there are bigger and greater things for you. You cannot die. This is another thing that we're so afraid of. We're afraid of death. But I'm here to tell you, death. Now, please understand this correctly. I am by no means telling anybody to go kill themselves. I am not doing that. But I'm trying to let you know, because we fear death so much, we are afraid to live. But once you die, once you do what we call die, what happens is you become free. Because this body that you're in no longer limits you to what it is that you can do. We look at death as such a bad thing, but I'm here to tell you today that death is one of the most beautiful things that can ever happen to us, because we become free. We become who we really are. When you leave this body, and this is what we call death, but it's not death, but when you leave this body, what you're doing is you are now becoming part of the body, which you could have became when you were here in the body, but because you didn't believe and didn't want to accept. And so it's important for us to start looking at things from the mindset of spiritual and not physical. This physical life is only for a short time. But you live on forever and ever. You cannot die. And once you begin to understand that you cannot die, then you can live life more fuller.
I can't go to the
casino today because it's against God's will. That's just not so. You really think God is upset if somebody goes to the casino? Do you really think God is upset if somebody goes shoots a game of pool? Do you think he's upset if somebody shoots crap? These are all fallacies that we've been told and we've come to accept as displeasing to God. But I'm here to tell you this. You can do nothing without God's approval. You cannot get up in the morning without God's approval. You cannot move one single limb of your body without God's approval. And just so that this message isn't getting twisted, that does not mean for you to do anything, everything, because you have to understand there are consequences. There are consequences for your action. Now, mind you, these consequences have been established since we set this whole thing up. They've been in effect. And so you must be wise in what it is that you're doing. But you can do things. You can be the best that you can be. There are some people that are doing things that people have great voices.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And first thing people want to say, God gave you that voice to sing gospel. Mm. But that's not true. He gave you the voice to sing.
Right.
So sing whatever you want to sing.
That's right.
But we don't see it that way because we've been brainwashed into believing this religious outlook of things. And so we deprive ourselves because we're not living the life that we want to live. We're living the life that other people think we should be living. Now, I just want to get back to Easter, per se, just something for us to think about here for a moment, okay? Because one of the things that we've been taught to believe, that the world had gotten so crazy that God was going to destroy it. But because he's such a kind and gracious God, he said, before I destroy it, let me find somebody to deliver the word. Now, think about this. The Creator that knows everything, even before we do it, didn't he know if he sent his son that they was going to kill him? Didn't he know that if he sent his son that they weren't going to listen to him? Well, not everybody. So, once again, what we've done, we've taken a mighty God and we transformed that God into a little box of really not knowing. God, we've made God a petty, jealous, non-powerful individual. This is what we've done with God from what we've been taught. Why would God send, quote unquote, his only begotten son that they can kill and then he can raise him up in 3 days?
Mm-hmm.
What's the sense in that? But we've allowed ourselves to accept this as fact. We've accepted what they've told us. They've told us nothing. God is nothing but love. But everything that they tell us about God is different. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's nothing but love, but if you don't love him and bow down and worship him and give him 10% of your earnings and stuff of that nature, he gonna get you.
Right.
And we all know that that's not love.
That's right.
That's not unconditional agape love. That's not what that is, but we still believe it. We believe that God is so petty, the slightest little thing, he's going to hold it against us, that we're not going to make it in. I just want to, just one other thing with regarding, I was speaking about death. We always say that in heaven the streets are paved with gold and long white robes and this and that. Why would you not want to get that? Wouldn't you want to live on a street paved with gold?
Yeah, that would be nice.
Wouldn't you want to be where there's no more sorrow, no more crying, no more electric bill, no more phone bill, no more Wi-Fi issues? Wouldn't you want to live there?
Yeah, pretty much.
So if we want to live there, why are we so afraid of dying? Why? Because we have allowed them to mix up the message. God has sent numerous messengers in all kind of ways. As a matter of fact, as I said to anyone that will listen to the podcast, you are a messenger. You are a messenger. We are all messengers.
Okay.
Telling about the goodness of God. And in order to tell about the goodness of God, you've got to truly know God. When you tell about the goodness of God, you can tell about the goodness of God as opposed to what it is that Mama said or what Father said, what Aunt Nene said. It's what you know of God. And you've got to stand boldly on it. And one of the things that is so hypocritical of religions is they are so quick to beat this down your throat. Let me tell you about my God. Let me tell you about this. Let me tell you about that. And then as soon as someone comes to challenge or to explain their God, then they want to get all uptight. They don't want to listen. My people, they perish for the lack of knowledge. They don't want to hear. They don't want to know. They feel safe within what it is that they don't know. But the word says, I want you to have life and to have it more abundantly. But how can I have it more abundantly if I'm following behind the rules and regulations that have been established by man and not by God? But if you were to go within and allow God to speak to you, if you were to go within and allow what it is that the Spirit would say to you, and if you were to listen to it and hear what saith the Lord to you, not written on no paper or pad, but written in your heart. Because this is what David said. His word I hid in my heart. I didn't go look at the book. I hid it in my heart. Why? Because this is where God resides.
Mm-hmm.
And it will come up every single time. All we have to do is be still and hear what the Lord has to say. But instead, we reject it. Why? We reject it because it's contrary to what it is that our forefathers and has been written in pen and paper. And so we follow that. And truthfully, we don't even follow that. We follow what we want to follow of that. The word says, love ye one another. It did not say, love only those that are like you. It didn't say that. But we choose not to hear that. But I'm here to tell you, as this podcast comes to an end, on this, what we call Easter Sunday, this holy day, I'm here to let you all know every day is holy. Every day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice in it, for it is holy.
That's right. Every day.
We don't need for somebody to die. We don't need for somebody to die on Friday and on the third day, Sunday. Now, somebody tell me the math on that. How can you die on Friday and on the third day, Sunday, rise? But that's just for another, that's for another podcast, okay? but it's important. And the point that I'm making is it's showing you how that these things, they meant well, and so I'm not knocking them for that. But what I'm saying is you've got a mind, you've got a spirit that resides within you. Why not go to that? If you've got $50 in your pocket, do you need to go to somebody else for $50 if you got $50 already?
No. Unless you want $100.
Unless you want $100. Right,
yeah.
But the question was, if you need $50 and you got $50, do you need to go to somebody else for $50?
No. No.
And this is what we have to understand, that God resides in you. And all I say to, as I bring this podcast to a close, all I say to you is, oh, taste and see. Try them. Now, is that too much? As you get finished listening to this podcast tonight, just take a moment or two and have a talk with God. And see, won't he answer you?
Right now.
The way has already been made. All you have to do is follow that path. On that note, I want to thank you, Nurse Carmen, for tuning in. My co-producer, I know he's having a hectic schedule. I thought he would make it tonight, but the word still goes on. The conversation is still going on because
it is
important for us to know that God is not dead. He is alive, and he's within us, and he's pushing and urging and waiting for us to have that desire to be the best that we can be. Because truly, that is our goal. That is our objective here in this realm of life, to be the very best that we can be. I thank you all. I love you for taking the time to hear what we have to say, and I look forward to you speaking with you again on Thursday as we wait for a change. That change that can happen any moment. All you have to do, as Brother Michael said, is make that change. Good night, everyone.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Good night. I like that selection. That beginning select, that opening selection. Cool.
Got that work.
Good choice.
Yeah.
Love you. Good night.